Simon & Schuster Audio presents an Inner Traditions audiobook. Eros and the Mysteries of Love, The Metaphysics of Sex, by Julius Evola. Read by Kat Weiss. Introduction. The term metaphysics in the title of this book needs to be defined, for it will be used here with two distinct meanings. The first is commonly employed in philosophy, where metaphysics is understood as the search for first principles and fundamental meanings. The metaphysics of sex will therefore be the study of what, from an absolute point of view, is signified by the sexes and their interaction. There has been little precedence for this kind of research. After mentioning Plato and leaving aside certain hints found in mystical writings of the Renaissance, and also ignoring the theories of Bohm and some heterodox mystics influenced by him, up to and including Franz von Baader, only with Schopenhauer do we find a precursor. After him, we can only cite Weininger and, to a certain extent, Berdyaev and Klages. In the modern era, and above all in our own day, studies of the problem of the sexes, from anthropological, biological, sociological, eugenic, and psychoanalytic points of view have multiplied endemically. In fact, a neologism, sexology, has been created to label research of this kind. But none has any relation to the metaphysics of sex. In this field, as in every other, our contemporaries have shown no interest in the search for ultimate meanings. Or if they have, the search has appeared inconclusive and uninteresting. Rather, they have thought to attain more important and serious knowledge by keeping to an empirical and more strictly human level, whenever their attention has not been focused on the pathological byproducts of sex. The same is mainly true of the writers, past and present, who have dealt with love rather than specifically with sex itself. For the most part, they have kept to the field of psychology, and within that, to a general analysis of feelings. Even the writings of such authors as Stendhal, Bourget, Balzac, Soloviev, and D.H. Lawrence have little to do with the deepest meanings of sex. Moreover, references to love, in view of the general meaning of that word nowadays, and given the sentimental and romantic disintegration in the experiences of the majority of people, were bound to create ambiguities and to limit research to a narrow and rather commonplace field. Only here and there, and, one might say, almost by chance, have such writers approached the true depth or the metaphysical dimension of love in its relationship with sex. But in this study, metaphysics will also have a second meaning.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?